Good evening, everyone. Oh, sounds like everyone is seated and ready for a great banquet. I'm a little bit afraid because of the person that's sitting right next to me. I don't know what I was thinking when I asked him to MC. Oh, Lord. Yes, I heard that, Dee Dee. Oh, God, it's Vince. oh, Lord. So if I can ask before we get started for everybody to please turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate. I hear music. Wow. But there's no dance floor.
Musical underwear.
Uh-oh, there's a mic right in front of you, too. So if you want to... Okay.
The ALD isn't working.
Okay, the ALD is not working. And, okay, Roger said now it is. Yes, that's what Roger just told me. So, yay. Let's all give a huge hand for our wonderful audio guys, Brian and Jason. They are wonderful. And let's give another huge hand for Ken Metz and Andrea Pitzenbarger doing ACB Radio. And let's give a big, huge hello to those out there on ACB Radio World. And someone said, and my mom. Although my mom is not here, and I spoke with Mitch in the afternoon, and he sends hellos to everyone and says, thank you. I'm sorry? I did. I guess you weren't at the general session. I'm sorry. Michael is clapping over here. He knows my little mischievous twin. To let those who weren't at the general session know, Mitch, we took Mitch into Kaiser yesterday at the urging of his doctor who was treating him. He had an MRI, and the doctor finally got the results from the MRI and said, you need to come in immediately to the emergency. And, of course, Mitch, in his wonderful fashion, said, okay, I'll go in first thing Monday morning. Because I have a convention that I need to attend. And she said, no, you're coming in now. And so I jumped in the car with my mom and dad and Mitch and Scotch. Scotch, Mitch's retired guide dog. And we went over to Kaiser. Basically, what happened was they found an infection in one or two of the discs in his neck, and they are going to be doing a biopsy on the fluid so they could find out exactly what it is, and he will be locked up in Kaiser for probably 5 or so days. And I didn't bring it with me, I gave his direct number if anyone wants to call and say hey. 323-783-5106. Ken, what a memory. Yeah, well, yes, Ken was there, he said. This is great. So anyway, he said thank you very much. And he's already talked to some folks. He sounds very, very strong. He's already training the nurses. And the way that I'll end that is saying that he told me a really good achievement, because I won't tell all the other things I said at general session, about, you know, him interacting with my mother, his mother-in-law. But it was good. Let's just say they shared food. but he said the nice, good, large achievement, the big achievement of the day, was that he was so happy that he was successful in convincing the nurse that he could safely walk around with his cane and be all right and not hurt anything. Yeah, so he says hi, and he says thanks for thinking about him, and I will, you know, just keep sending your prayers and your good thoughts, and you guys all know how to get a hold of him if you want to say hey. And of course, I'm sure, you know, the one thing that he told me about that game when we were talking yesterday, he says, well, babe, I know I was telling you that I wanted to listen to the game and I was grumbling and all that stuff. He goes, I guess I need to be careful what I say, huh? Because now I'm going to be listening to the game. And those of you who have an earphone in one ear, I might just, you know, secretly walk around and start pulling off his ears and see what I find. All right, good, yay. They did what I asked them to do, so that's good. Oh, no. Okay, so thank you, everybody. Keep sending your good thoughts and prayers. Thank you for thinking of us, and it's so appreciated. I would like to do a little something special here. And, you know, I'm being told that we're going to have something a little special happen here. And so as I click my glass, we have someone who needs to come up here to the microphone because you cannot do it from over there. No, you can't. You actually need to come on up here. Because we are streaming. And let me hand you the mic. See, I do share. For the record, I do share. I'm giving up my mic.
Thank you, Donna. Hi, everybody. I know from yesterday, you all know who Eric Smiley is. He's one of the new members of the board that will be taking over in January. Some of you may know, and others of you don't know, so I'm going to tell a quick story. Last year, about this time, maybe one day later in time, Karen and Eric met at the convention. And they just knew. Some people, well, Karen and Eric are going to be getting married tomorrow morning. Carnival Cruise Line. The ship is the name. The name of the ship is the Spirit. And every once in a while, somebody will say, you know, don't you think that's a little bit quick? And my observation of these two people has just been incredible in watching them. They, whether you, you might not know this or be aware, but Eric and Karen's dog, Buddy, were crossing a street with the audible light flashing and were hit by a car. And Eric was hospitalized and underwent a lot of therapy. Karen was injured and has had to have a resulting surgery. And Dottie was a little traumatized, and she's in for a tune-up right now at Guide Dogs. And watching them go through this horrible, horrible event, and then seeing how they turned everything into a blessing. And when I went to visit them, Eric said, you know, we were trying to think of something positive that could come out of this. And we noticed the one thing that they thought is perhaps if we could get the light change from flashing orange to flashing red. And so it may take 5 years, it may take 10 years, but that's my commitment and vow to them and to Dottie. Anyway, tonight, we would like to send them off with a very warm, lots of love. They just blossom at everything that comes up, and they handle it so beautifully. They're like two old married people, and I really think they're soulmates. I think when you know, and why waste the time? So they're getting married on their anniversary, the first year that they met, and I think that's just wonderful. And Larry Hall would like to make a toast. Larry, you're going to need to come up here.
Bring me a drink while you're at it.
So we're going to have to part it, please, for Larry. Here we go, Larry. And now this would be a good time where there's this little pause to check the score. Anyway, if anybody's got it, just feel it's time to shout out. No, nobody's cheating. I can't believe that. Larry, thank you. Here's Larry. Thank you so much. Here you are, Larry. Eric and Karen, could you stand so everybody knows who you are?
Good evening, everyone. This is Larry. I've known Eric for a number of years. And Karen for a beautiful year. And I'm going to make this short. I want to propose a toast to a wonderful, wonderful couple.
Who will do a lot for CCB. Okay, on three. Cheers. God bless you.
Thank you. Oh. Everyone's tapping their glass. You know what that means, right? The couple is supposed to kiss. And no, I won't put a microphone so that people
can... They have to come up here and do it.
Vince says they have to come up here and do it. No, no, no. It's all right. We wish you lots and lots of good fortune on the start of your new journey and lots of good wishes from all of us. You're welcome. Yay! And so after that wonderful, wonderful event, I am going to hand the microphone over to our banquet MC, Vincent Calderon.
That's it.
He said, "That's it."
She tells me to write a bio about myself and she trashes it.
I know. Okay, well, let me give my own because I didn't bring my large print with me. I have known Vincent for quite some time. Vincent has been my partner in crime in the San Gabriel Valley chapter for a number of years. Vincent Calderon has taught me everything I wanted to know about Access Services, which is our paratransit, whether I wanted to know about it or not. Whenever I call him and say, they did this to me, they did that to me, he says, and they're treating you like they treat everybody else. And Vincent Calderon, he, as I said, is my partner in crime in the San Gabriel Valley chapter. This is the last year of my presidency. Vince has been our vice president. And he is the one who a time or two has said, oh, gee, I forgot to bring my Louisville slugger. When folks at the chapter meeting, you know, get a little passionate about different things and we need to bring order and all that stuff. We're a really good animated group in the San Gabriel Valley chapter. Vince also lives down the street from Mitch and myself. And let's just say that a time or two we've shared access rides to different events. And Vincent also serves on our board of directors of CCB. He's the quiet one. And Vincent Calderon also serves on the CCB Finance and Budget Committee, and he did a great job his first year serving on there. Everybody have a warm, warm welcome for your friend and mine, Vincent Calderon. That's what he gets for making that comment about his bio.
It was still nothing I wrote. I started off, I said I started out as a child and it's been downhill ever since. So, well, congratulations to the people getting married. As Socrates, the philosopher, said, a man should get married. If it works out well, he's a happy man. If it doesn't work out well, he becomes a philosopher. So, anyway, welcome all. Hope you're all having a good time. And if you're not, lie about it, because I don't care. No, I do. I really care about everybody here. It's contrary to what the opinion might say, so... And as far as being a neighbor to Donna, yes, there's been a couple of times where we had a chapter board meeting at the Pomerantz Chateau. It started at 5 at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was ready to go home finally, but I was told I had to take a cab. But I said, it's only 2 blocks. I know the way. I can crawl if I have to. I point myself in the right direction. I'll get there. I have the GPS built into my head. You are at the corner of Mentor and Cordova. And as part of that one board meeting, there was an impromptu karaoke session between Mitch, Albert, and myself. After a few cocktails had been consumed, and we were quite good. There is no record of it because Donna didn't record it.
I didn't. It's really sad.
And we broke a couple of windows with the high-pitched sound. So.
Don't you know Scotch is going deaf now? Maybe that's why.
That was the start of Scotch. First he couldn't hear. Now he can't see. And... as far as when someone would ask about the score of the game and nobody answered, I guess the only scoring that's going to be talked about is after the hospitality room tonight. So you guys think about it. You say that, but you know I'm right. So. Well, she did say I work with paratransit, and I've worked for paratransit for the last 17 years. So I've seen it start from horse and buggy to horse and buggies. And as long as some of the rides take you, I'm sure you feel like you're on a horse and buggy.
So. They don't have shocks in some of those vans.
So, anyway, it's just the... I'll tell the story about that later, after I introduce the head table, because some of the parties involved are sitting here.
So. And then we need to have the prayer so that we can start getting the salads. I hear that.
Okay, I'm over. I'm right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Not even married to her, and she's nagging me here.
Hey. I want you to feel like, you know, like you're at a San Gabriel Valley meeting,
is
right?
Is this for me? What are you
trying
to tell
me? Be happy I didn't pull your ear, okay?
Thank God I'm moving. Okay, Art, you waited for your breakfast this morning. It's finally going to come, okay? Okay, the head table, as I'm sitting from my left to right, we have, from the Blind Students of California, Mr. Tuan Noi Guyan. I'm sorry. I'm not good with English. I'm sorry. Next to him, I'm going to tell a small story about her real quick. I don't know if she remembers. There was a convention in Sacramento at the Arden, I think it was the Arden West Hilton. It had to be. And I was in my room and I heard a knocking and a pounding at my door. And I opened the door saying, who the hell is knocking at my door? All of a sudden, a guide dog and someone with a cell phone in one ear come barreling through. And I didn't even have the time to say, excuse me. Before you get comfortable, I think you're in the wrong room. So let's have a hand for Ann Kaiser. She doesn't remember, see. Next to Ann is a board member now who's serving his last term. I think it's been, what, 4 consecutive terms he's been on? This is serving his last term now and at the end of this year. So he serves CCB well. And so let's give a hand for Mr. Jerry Arakawa. And next to Jerry is our keynote speaker tonight. He's also going to be doing the invocation. And I think he was one of the bartend at the hospitality room. He's got getting everything out of him this weekend. He's a member of the ACB Board of Directors and the chair of the ACB Enterprise and Services Committee, Mr. Michael Garrett. Excuse me, Reverend Mr. Michael Garrett. Got to get it right, you know. Lightning bolt can strike at any time. I just don't know. I've been walking a tightrope for a long time. And now I just smack my ribs just to prove it. So. Next to Mr. Garrett Michael is his lovely wife, who is the chair of the ACB Multicultural Concerns Committee. I think, is that right? Close enough.
Multicultural Affairs.
Oh, well, people in multicultural have affairs just like anybody else. So. A big hand for Miss Peggy Garrett. And you all know the person next to Peggy. It is our wonderful president, yes, and my partner in crime. So let's hear it for Donna Pomerantz. See, Donna, I know how to behave.
Yeah,
I just don't do
afraid.
It all the time. That's all.
I was afraid.
And next. So next to me, as Donna wrote on the little note she sent me, was my better half. I didn't know I had a bad half, but but in all honesty, it's true. She is the woman I love. So you thought it wouldn't happen. Ah. Man. I'm a picky man. And I'm patient. I'd wait. I knew I'd meet her someday. So thank you, John. Her name is Maria Casanova. A big one for her. She kept asking me, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? I don't know. Okay, next to Maria would have been, but due to health issues and concerns, it would have been Mr. Charles Nabarrette, the president of East L.A. So he's having some issues. So just give a hand for him and hurry up and get well. He didn't need that. I couldn't see out of it anyway. So Donna made me say that. She said it first. Okay, and next is the chair of the Publications Committee. You all know her, Ms. Bernice Kandarian. And next to her is her better half. It's here for the guys. The second vice president of CCB and the awards committee, Mr. Roger Peterson. Okay, so we can get going with food. We're going to have our invocation now, and it will be done by Reverend Garrett. So we will turn the microphone over to him.
Sounds like I have one fan in the audience.
The child shall lead us.
Yeah. God is our refuge and strength. An ever-present help in the time of trouble. Let's go to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, when we need a place to hide, we can come to you in confidence. When weakness assails us, you give us power, strength. When trials overtake us, you are present help in trouble. Thank you, Lord, for being there for us when we need someone to pick us up. But on tonight, Lord, we come in a spirit of thanksgiving and celebration. We've shared, we've learned, we've bonded, we've renewed relationships, and made new friends this week. And so once we've left this place, we know that our lives won't be the same. We leave with new vigor, new understanding, and a zest and a zeal to continue the work of this great organization. So we just ask that we can just celebrate our victories, celebrate all of the things that we've accomplished, and then give us energy and fortitude to continue the work of this organization. So as we celebrate tonight and we partake of this bounty that we're about to receive, may it nourish our bodies as your spirit nourishes our souls. In my precious Savior's name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, salads are coming. We're going to start eating, so we're going to be taking a break for a while, and we'll be back with the rest of the program. So enjoy. Try not to get too much on your lap.
Or the guide dogs will eat it.
That's right. Or some hungry people who haven't eaten in a day or two. Okay, people, while we're waiting for the main course, I will tell my obligatory story, one of them anyway.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, any nice thing I say about Louis is not true. Don't worry about it.
That's right.
Oh, a little hot. Okay. I got a hot plate in front of me, so I got to be careful here. A hot plate next to me? I mean, yeah, and a hot plate in front of me. It's hot something up here, I'll tell you. All right, I'm going to tell you my paratransit story. Now, I know a few of you here do use paratransit, and sometimes you've been a victim of going to the wrong address. They pick up the wrong person. You're not who they say you are. So, and some of you wish you were someone else instead of who you are. So we, and you know who you are. So, okay. Just to set this up, it's going to be a long way to go for a laugh, I hope so. San Gabriel chapter every year holds a fundraiser. It's a pizza party extravaganza, which everybody enjoys coming to. So, my father, whose last name is Calderon too, is on paratransit. So, the day before we're going to the fundraiser, I get a call from Mitch saying Scotch had had some surgery done and he was not doing well. He was, recuperating. And Donna was going to be spending a lot of time at the fundraiser late, and he didn't want to leave Scotch by himself. So he asked if he could come with me and Maria to the fundraiser. Go with us and then come back with us and get back to Scotch. And I said, sure, no problem. See, the kid likes it already. He knows the story. So I make a ride to go to the fundraiser in my name. Vincent Calderon, okay? The return trip was not in my name. It was in Maria's name. It was Casanova. So, my mother makes a ride for my father and her to go, and the name is Jose Calderon. Two people. So, it's time to go. It's time to leave. I'm going to keep talking. Y'all can have your own stories. That's okay? I'm going to enjoy my story no matter what, so... John, you have to behave over there. I'll take your food away if you don't behave. Okay, so we're going to leave, and we're walking, and I'm in the bar with Louis having a drink, and Mitch is worrying that we're going to miss our ride, so he said, are you okay? Hurry up. Okay, so they said, your ride is here. Calderon, your ride is here. Okay, so go out. Marie, myself, and Mitch are going out. And the guy says, are you Calderon? I go, yes. I had forgotten that the ride was not in my name already. He's... That's right. So, he says, I asked for two people. I said, no, I made it for three. So he calls his dispatcher, and he does that. So, okay, we get in the back seat. And it's a share ride. And it turns out we get on the freeway, and, after you've had a couple of shots of tequila, you may not be sure exactly which way you're going. So we're going. We get to this place. He gets off. We get off, and I go, this doesn't feel like Pasadena. Uh-oh. I said, this is no driveway. This is the street. And I asked the driver, are we in Pasadena? He goes, no, you're in Covina. Which is 15 miles the other way. Well, I didn't have it. So, it turns out I took my father's ride. Which I didn't have scheduled in the first place. So the driver was going to leave us there, and I said, no, you're not. And then he said, well, I had to do something with you. I said, yes, you do. So he finally talked to the dispatcher, and he said, well, okay, I got to take the other person home. Chupamama. Art was there. He was the one going to Pomona. So we go to Pomona. And on the way back from Pomona, he says, well, I guess I have to take you back to where I picked you up from. So... Maria gets on the phone, starts talking to the people in the reservations and dispatch, and finally got it straightened out. So we said he's going to take us all the way back to Pasadena. And meanwhile, my mom is calling for the ride for my father. She says, I'm calling to see where the vehicle is. And the girl told her, well, you've been picked up and dropped off. She says, no, And I said, I'm still here. Where's the ride? She said, no, I can't schedule you a ride for today. I can schedule a ride for tomorrow. She says, I don't want to schedule a ride. I want to go home. And she said, well, you're already home. The computer says you're home, so you're home. So in the end, Donna was home an hour before Mitch. He was not too happy about it at the time. We laughed about it later. So it was a case of one of those where nobody did the right thing. I opened up my big mouth and said, yeah, I'm Calderon, not realizing which one they was looking for. The driver didn't check the ID to make sure that I was not Jose, because I could have told him I wasn't. So this goes to show you. And then about 2 to 3 days later at work, there was a provider meeting. And one of the things that was talked about, I heard, was about San Gabriel Transit. It's saying that they're going to have the drivers check the IDs much more thoroughly now. So I called that. That was. I think that was the Vince Calderon rule of scheduling rides and checking IDs. So it just goes to show you that even if you work for Fair Transit, you can do dumb things as well. So. I'm going to give it over back to Donna real quick because she has a few words to say.
Okay. I'm sure that there are some people at this convention who might be saying, where's Lily? We haven't seen Lily. Where is she? Lily McRae. I like that. Who? I just wanted to let folks know that Lily got married in June, and she was also offered a full-time job with another company that she worked with part-time. And, you know, when you're getting married and doing that whole thing, when you have the possibility of, you know, having a full-time job, which means benefits and all that good stuff as well, you definitely need to take that. Lily thought that she would be able to continue working with us part-time because, you know, she... definitely part of the CCB family, and she tried it for a while, but it was really a lot. So Lily left us in August of this year, and I just wanted to let folks know that that is why you don't see Lily. We definitely miss her a great deal. I'm sure that all of you do as well. Because she was always running around all over the place at convention, just like all the rest of us. But I just wanted to share that with all of you who may be wondering. And Lily was absolutely a wonderful part of the family. And I know I definitely miss her a great deal, and I'm sure a lot of you do too. But she is starting the new journey in her life, and I absolutely just want to continue to wish her well, and hope all of you do too as well. Thank you. Applause for Lily. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know she's still on Facebook, so. And with that, I'm going to... give it back over to Vince.
Well, all these people getting married. Oh. Everybody's saying, hint, hint. Okay, I will tell an obligatory blonde joke real quick.
Oh, no.
Blonde joke?
Now you tell me. Okay. This blonde was driving to San Diego, and she was about 2 hours away from it. And she sees the... she pulls over because she sees the car stop, and the guy flagged her down, and he has two chimpanzees with him. And he says, I need your help. Could you help me? He said, I have to take these chimpanzees to the zoo, but my truck broke down. Can you help me and take them, you know, to the zoo? And she goes, I'll give you $100. And she goes, yeah, I'll do it. So they put the chimpanzees in the back of her car, strap them in. They're all buckled up. And they go. So later on, about 3 hours later, the guy's driving through downtown San Diego, and he sees the blonde walking down the sidewalk with the two chimpanzees. And she's holding, they're walking hand in hand, and they're having a wonderful time. And you know, everybody's looking, checking them out. And he stops over, pulls over, and runs over and says, hey, what are you doing? I gave you $100 to take him to the zoo. And she goes, yeah, but we had some money left over, so I'm taking him to SeaWorld now. That didn't go over well because we have junior high school kids in here. I had to clean it up. All right. We're going to go on to the next part of the program, which is the reading of the scholarship winners. And that will be done by the chair of the scholarship committee, Mr. Robert Wendt. So we will get a microphone to Robert so he can...
He has the microphone.
Robert Wendt, everybody.
I have a mouthful of food. Next time I'd like a warning. Anyway, we have several scholarships, and I'm going to read the ones from Southern California folks so we know who our neighbors, those of us that live in Southern California, are. We have six scholarships we gave out in Southern California and five in North, so we gave a total of 11. And I'll read a couple of the biographies and information to you. First of all, we have Marilyn Cena Whistler, and Marilyn is majoring in psychology, and she is currently attending Pierce College. In her biography, she's talking about. Let me just go ahead and read this. I was working in a mainstream environment for 14 years as a telemarketer when I decided to go back to school and earn my college degree. Education is without a doubt what helps people with observable physical disabilities like me transcend limitations and prejudices. Instead of becoming victims to our circumstances, a good education is what helps us with better scripts of our lives. I maintain a healthy lifestyle by working out regularly and keeping my social relationships in harmony. We were able to give Marilyn a $500 scholarship. And what I'm doing, by the way, folks, is I'm weeding through some of these because there's a lot of text in some of them. Our next recipient was or is Constantine Grinius. Sorry, I didn't want to mispronounce his name. Constantine is a business administration and political science major, and he's trying to do a pre-law track. He's at the University of Southern California. And as we all know, he may be busy right now. I will be attending the University of Southern California, USC, this upcoming fall, double majoring in business administration and political science with a pre-law focus. Having been accepted into the Global Leadership Program, I will be traveling to Shanghai, China during my freshman spring break. Once I have graduated with my undergraduate degree, I will attend law school. as I plan on marching in the USC marching band, this is another network that will help me. Pardon me, I turned the page. It will help me express my express to many people and businesses above and beyond the normal USC network. My main passion in life is in music, which has been a big part of my life since I was 6 years old. Excuse me, folks. I lost my place on the page. I have been playing tuba in the high school marching band, and I plan to continue marching in my university's band. Extracurricular activities inspired by my love of music and marching band include the 2010-2011 Pasadena City College Rose Parade Honor Band. Whew, that's a long name. And that really is a very prestigious award for him. He's also in the Santa Clarita Youth Orchestra and in the High School District Honor Band, and he's first chair tuba. I enjoy spending time with my family, camping, and fishing, either on a either on a lake or on the ocean, as well as traveling and exploring new cities. We were able to give Constantine a $1,000 scholarship, which he's probably going to need at USC. Our next recipient is Samantha Stewart. Samantha Stewart also received her scholarship for $500. And Samantha is a major in child development and education, and she's currently attending Chaffey College. Please excuse me, I'm holding paper and reading at the same time. Being legally blind presents me with several challenges, but also pushes me to be a stronger, independent individual. My parents raised me to never accept no as an answer. As I near adulthood, I ask myself, is now a good time to start saying no? As a young child, I played teacher. I always wanted to be the teacher. In our games, I taught my cousins to read, write, and count. I plan on teaching kindergarten and helping young students. Doctors told me I would not be able to take regular classes. I took honors classes. Doctors told me I would not be able to play sports. I played softball for 12 years. Doctors told me I could not attend college. Now I am eagerly awaiting the fall semester. College may be hard, however, I will take advantage of all the tools and help in order to be successful. Our next individual is Charles Kramer. Charles Kramer received a $750 scholarship. His major is sociology, and he's currently attending the University of Redlands. Some highlights from his statement. I believe that the measure of a person, person's legacy is not created merely through personal achievement, but rather through our connections with one another and our world. Through my experiences with RP, I have come to understand that my future may be challenging, yet I am determined to overcome my visual impairment by pursuing a career in education in which I will be a value to others and my community. On to our graduate students. The graduate students we have, one is Desma Gentry. Desma Gentry is a graduate student majoring in family and child therapy at the University of Phoenix in Fresno, California. Desmond says, I choose this particular field of study because of my passion and ability in working with individuals in need. I have assessed the ability to enable and empower individuals in their self-development and personal achievement. At the age of 20, I suffered the loss of vision caused by a parasite. It is difficult and yet sometimes unbearable, but I was determined to beat it and not let the disease get the best of me. Through the process, I became sufficient in my abilities, all while regaining my independence, which I now believe played an important role in my personal development and growth. In receiving the scholarship, I will assist and support in making my dream of becoming a licensed therapist into a reality. And our last recipient, did I tell you how much we gave?
Let me go back here. I knew I forgot something.
$1,000. And she'll definitely need that at the University of Phoenix. Our candidate is Ricardo Amaya. And Ricardo received $750. His major was social science/history at San Diego State University, and he was on a track to become a single subject teacher. The purpose in undertaking college work is to become a credentialed school science/history bilingual high school teacher. I have recently completed the first part of student teaching in an 8th grade middle school. In an 8th grade middle school U.S. history bilingual internship. That's a long one. My vocational goals are to complete my credential program degree and enter the teaching profession as soon as possible. If no jobs are available, I plan in pursuing a degree in special education, working with students with disabilities like myself. My interests are varied. I like to coach baseball, specifically hitting. I have been a high school baseball hitting coach for the past 10 years. I enjoy the outdoors like camping, hiking, and fishing. I also enjoy... You're going to love this, folks. I also enjoy recreational 4x4 truck driving in all types of terrain. My avocation is to be able to travel all throughout the world someday soon. His visual impairment is caused by RP, so he's had a degenerative condition, and that's why he's able to do the visual tasks. And I'm done.
Thank you, Robert. Go back to finishing what you were chewing before I interrupted you. I don't know about riding in the 4x4 with that guy. You got to watch those RP guys. They think they can do anything. The women, too. Okay, we're going to move on to this portion is our awards presentations. And we have a few awards to come out tonight, and I will turn the microphone over to the presenter, our second vice president and chair of the awards committee, Mr. Roger Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Calderon. Actually, we have precisely one award tonight. Uno. We normally do not give awards in the fall. It's normally a thing we do in the spring, but where we put out a thing in the Blaine Californian saying, send in your award nominations, and we get the committee together and we decide and so on and so on. However, sometimes people spontaneously suggest awards and convince the committee that it is a good time for us to do it now, even though it's not the normal time. This is one of those times when the committee was able to convince, when the people wanting us to give this award were able to convince the committee that it was a really good idea. The awardees tonight are longtime members of our community. In fact, we actually gave them a previous award way long time. I think it was 1998. But it was felt that their contributions have been so continuing and so important that it's time to give them another one. One of the kind, you know, people get awards and people help this organization in all kinds of ways. Some of them are advocates, some of them are fundraisers, and so on. And one type of award, one type of activity that should not be underrated is the solidarity, what I call solidarity building kind of activity. That means hospitality. That means hosting meetings. That means arranging meal events and social events and so on. And this is important, too, because this is what keeps us all going. Sorry? Okay. So, this couple that we are honoring tonight have hosted a lot of meetings and hosted a lot of parties and hosted a lot of fundraisers and cooked a lot of meals. And the only thing I can say about all the meals they've cooked is that I haven't yet had one. Maybe that'll happen yet. So anyway, that is the story, and I'm going to ask Ed to read the thing. As soon as I guess I should tell you who they are. The California Council of the Blind Humanitarian Award is being given to Virginia and Philip Garcia. Ed is going to read the plaque. Ed is going to get the plaque out of the box and then read the plaque.
California Council of the Blind Humanitarian Award to Virginia and Philip Garcia for their decades of service to the California Council of the Blind, primarily through its East Los Angeles chapter, opening their home to chapter meetings, social and fundraising events, and other functions, preparing and serving literally thousands of meals along with their warm welcome, giving those events the reputation as occasions not to be missed among CCB members in Southern California and beyond, and adding immeasurably to our esprit de corps, presented this 29th day of October 2011 in the city of Los Angeles, California.
Thank you. This is Mrs. Garcia. I want to thank you. And I love you very much.
This is Mr. Garcia. When they asked us if we could cook for the Association of the Blind, it was in 1974 or something like that, and we've been with ever since. But still, when they told us, can you cook for just one time, we're still looking for that one time. We've been with them for a long time, Thank you for thank you, everybody. Thank you, and God bless you.
I think it's time for a door prize. And I can speak for myself that I have eaten more than my share of the Garcia's food. So. All right, Ed has the door prizes, and he's running around, and pretty soon there will be a door prize, and we will draw.
And what will we draw? I don't know. Will it be tactile? I didn't realize that Ed was on the...
Ooh, $25 from the San Gabriel Valley Chapter CCB.
Yay!
And
a bag of goodies.
Ooh, a surprise bag. Oh, it's from Glendale Burbank.
Items everyone uses over $30 in value, and it's a big blue bag full of items everyone uses.
Items that everyone uses, so that can mean anything.
Have Peggy drop. Oh, yes. She knows how. It's a big blue mystery bag. Ooh. Linda Amate. Are you here? Yay!
Well, that went over well. I think we should do another one, don't you think? I'm curious as to what that bag is that everybody thinks that everybody uses. So we'll wait for Ed to come back around and we'll do another door prize. Did you all enjoy your dinner so far? Okay. $20 from Coachella Valley. And a bag of fudge from BRLC.
Michael.
Yeah. Philip Obregon, San Gabriel, are you here? He's not? Oh, Michael, your record is intact. Michael is batting 1,000. He has not picked a winner yet. So, oh, Les Subotnick. Les, are you in White Stick here? Anybody seen Les Subotnick? Is he in the room? There he is. He's a quiet man. You can tell.
White Stick is the loud one.
White Stick is the one you got to watch out for. But then, and Les is the quiet one of the two. Okay. We're going to do one more. We'll do a hat trick. We'll give one door prize away. Because you're also patient. And before you fall asleep... Or is it before I fall asleep? I'm not sure. One of the two. Anybody know the score? Any updates?
No. You can't believe Perry.
No. The last score I heard was 24-20 Stanford in the third quarter. So I'm... $25 from the San Francisco chapter.
Who wants to draw?
That's right. Rex Ransom, are you here? He's not here.
Somebody's not here.
Well, let's find another one. Let's see. Peggy Garrett.
Next is going to be you.
Okay, now I'm going to give you back to the president for another announcement about something exciting. So here she is, Donna.
Okay. Now, this item, and he's probably misbehaving, so I'll give him warning so he could come up here. But the next item is, will require Gabe Griffith to come on up here. And I'm giving him a little bit of time because I'm sure he was misbehaving. So he's got to stop whatever he's doing so he could come up here. I knew it. Very bad. He was probably sleeping. I think Vince probably put him to sleep.
You do a bad job of sleeping.
Okay. So after we have some quiet, we'll go ahead and what I want to do is I want each and every one of you to help me welcome into the family our newest chapter, the Contra Costa chapter. Give him a great round of applause. And what I have done is I have handed him the virtual charter. It's quite invisible, but it doesn't matter if it's here or it's not, because I guess none of us could see it anyway, right? So here, isn't that heavy?
Oh, I can barely hold it.
Oh, gosh. And the reason that I don't have the actual charter is because Frank Welty was going to bring it with him, but he is ill. And so Gabe is stepping in for him. I'd like to have Gabe say a few words about the newest member of our family.
Thank you, Donna. First, I want to say that probably the biggest credit for this chapter getting
and
started.
And if we can please have some quiet or use our lower voices, please.
Okay, thank you, Donna. But I want to first say that the biggest credit for this chapter getting started really belongs to Maria Della Torre, who is our current president and really is the person that put forth the effort of getting a group together and getting people started in this. So if we can give an applause to Maria for the effort of this. And thank you to CCB and to Donna for the granting of this charter. And we're happy to be a member of this great organization.
So now I'll hand the real microphone over to Vince. Oh, he has his own. I don't share with Vince.
Story of my life with her. Okay. There's no virtual microphone between us here, so. All right, we are now, with the permission of everybody here. Yeah, okay, cool. We're going to have the announcements of the chapters who have made donations to CCB. So if you have made a donation on behalf of your chapter, and we're going to recognize you, please stand up. Ed will be around with the wireless mic. So stand up. Not because you have to go, but because you have to make an announcement.
Yes.
So I didn't hear. Did we get an update on the score?
This is Mike Keithley. I'm from the Silicon Valley. The Silicon Valley donates $180.25 to the scholarship fund.
We need to buy Ed a Segway, huh?
Hi, this is Joni Patchy in the ACB Capital Chapter, which is to donate $500 to the General Fund.
Okay, I'm coming, Steve. Hold on.
It's a tie game, 34-34.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. AV Chapter has donated $200 to the scholarship fund.
Anyone else making an announcement? Hold your hand up, wave it. I don't see anyone else. I have one I can read for you. Okay. The San Diego chapter donated $50 to the CCB General Fund, $50 to the General Scholarship Fund, and $50 to the CCB Crisis Account.
All right, so that's great. Yeah, that kid's loving it. Okay. One big hand for all the donations for the chapters, everybody. Okay, I know we're all having a good time, but we're about to be we're going to have our speaker, and you just, you know, show us some courtesy. I know you think you might have to do, but as Donna said, lose your low voice, like you're whispering in someone's ear, like you mean it. So okay, we're going to have our speaker now. He's going to speak to us. I will get out my little cheat sheet and have a little bio of him. Number one, he is a native Texan. So let's hear it. Well, you have one fan in the back. He is a retired investment analyst. He's been involved with the disability movement for over 20 years. Currently, he is active on ACB boards on the local, state, and national level. He is a current board member of the ACB. He is also, what is he also? The current chair of the ACB Enterprise and Services Committee. And lastly, his most recent life change has been a calling to the gospel ministry. So, without further ado, and I respectfully give you Reverend Michael Garrett.
Thank you. Thank you. That sounds funny. Reverend Michael Garrett. I've been a deacon for most of my life, but I want to thank you for inviting us to share with you this weekend. It's been an extreme pleasure. But you know, you kind of take a risk when you ask a preacher to be your speaker. You know, we've been known to be rather long-winded. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That brings to mind a story, though. You hear the story about the three friends who went deer hunting, and it was a lawyer, a doctor, and the preacher. And they all looked up, and they saw the deer at the same time, and they all shot at the same time. So they run to the deer, and everybody's trying to... But there was only one bullet hole in the deer. They're trying to figure out who killed the deer. The game warden comes along and sees this. The guy's discussing this matter, and they tell him what happened. He took the deer over, and he says, "Yep, the preacher got him." I said, "Well, how do you know that?" "Went in one ear and out the other."
Oh,
And then, and that as Vince said, the latest life change has been calling to the gospel ministry, and that's come rather late in life. And but I really don't want to be like this guy. There was a story told where a preacher was having dinner with one of his congregant families. And while dinner was being prepared, he was sitting in the living room with the little fella. And he says, "Johnny, what are we having for dinner?" Johnny says, "Goat." "So are you sure about that?" He says, "Yeah." "Oh, well, how do you know?" He says, "Well, I heard Dad say today is as good a day as any to have the goat for dinner." And then there's one about I'd hate to sort of have this reputation too. Pastor was there, and he's one of the little girls in the church came up and said, "Pastor, when I get big, I'm going to give you some money." He says, "Why, Susie?" He says, "My dad says you're the poorest pastor we've ever had." So, you know, so I've got to try to keep up a good reputation, though, you know. Also, in my bio, it says that I'm a Texan. I am a native Texan, born and bred and raised in Texas, and that's the state I know and know the best. But, you know, I believe that there are some misconceptions about Texans. And it's even held here in California because Louis said I was a hillbilly. And Jeff says that I'm rich. And that's sort of a misperception of folks from Texas. They think that all Texans have oil wells, wear boots, and 10-gallon hats. Well, something happened to me. I must not be the stereotypical Texan because my oil well ran dry, the boots hurt my feet, and somebody sat on my 10-gallon hat. But anyway, you know, Texas and California have a several things in common. We are the two largest populated states in the union, and that gives us a large voting block in the Electoral College. We are very strong in agribusiness. We are two of the top natural resources producers in the country. We both have steep budget shortfalls. And we both love high school and college football. Jerry scared me up here a while ago, though. I asked him to check the score for the Texas-Kansas game. He came back and said Kansas beat Texas 43-0. I had tears rolling down my face. But he came back and said, "Yeah, it was the other way around. Texas won." But, you know, it's very easy to point out our differences. But what I like to do is to look at what we all have in common. That's every state I go to. I like to see what we have in common with Texas. And that's why I looked at, to see what Texas and California have in common. As states, when we look at our common areas, don't they serve as simply a microcosm of the values of our whole country? we face some of the common struggles and common challenges, but we also have common goals, common desires, and common dreams. Isn't that much the same as when we look at ourselves as affiliates of ACB? It's made up of folks with different backgrounds, different walks of life, and we come from different parts of the country, but we come together to achieve success. Now, you've heard that word a lot this week, success. But that's what I kind of want to talk about briefly, the different paths to success. I believe success can be measured in several different ways. There can be personal success, either done individually or corporately. It can be material success. It could be cause, issues, and efforts. Each person has to determine for themselves what constitutes success. But I also believe that success can be a trap. Once achieved, sometimes success lulls us to sleep. You cannot capture it. You cannot contain it. You cannot hold on to success. Once reached, sometimes you just have to keep going. You reach one milestone, there's always another mountain to climb. You conquer one battle, there's another struggle ahead. You overcome the odds, there's another obstacle placed in front of you. CCB, I consider you to be a success. With all the things that you're doing, all the accomplishments you've made, I consider you a tremendous success. I looked at your agenda, and I said, this is a mini national ACB conference. I am impressed, and you gotta know that I'm taking some of these ideas back to Texas. But in order to keep on being successful, you always have to keep the tools in your toolbox sharpened. So I just want to throw a few things at you here so that you can keep your tools sharpened. You've already shown that you have a lot of energy. You put forth a great deal of effort. And you've shown a lot of ingenuity in the things that you've done. But I think there are three other components to help that will help us keep on being successful. Dedication, determination, and demonstration. Dedication is that devotion and passion to make sure that your job is completed. Who do you think was more successful, Martin Luther King or Bob Hope? We're talking about different paths to success. Martin Luther King was a great civil rights leader, left a legacy of nonviolent protest, but he was dedicated to the cause of civil rights and equal opportunity for all people. Put his family at risk, and ultimately gave his life for the cause. Bob Hope had a 70-year career. 50 of those 70 years, he entertained the troops abroad and domestically. He thought that that was important. Even into his 90s, he made sure he did that. If the troops could put their lives on the line for our country. They needed a little entertainment. He was dedicated to the cause. Hope said, he was originally from England. He said he moved to the States when he was 4 years old when he found out he couldn't be king of England. Determination. An unwavering desire to make sure that the issues are overcome. Who was more important or who was more successful? Harriet Tubman or Abraham Lincoln? Harriet Tubman, an abolitionist, a humanitarian, made 13 missions after escaping slavery in Maryland. She freed over 70 slaves via the Underground Railroad. What a risk, but she was determined to free those people. It's said about Abraham Lincoln that when he was preparing to sign the Emancipation Proclamation, he picked up the pen, but he dropped it. When asked why, he said, "When I sign this document, my name will go down in history. But if my hand trembles, they'll say he hesitated." He picked up the pen and boldly signed that document. Changed the course of history. A determined effort. Demonstration. Sometimes when the odds seem to be stacked against us, when people doubt you, it makes you do what they say you can't do. Who was more successful? I'm going to get you on this one. Spud Webb or Franklin Roosevelt? Spud Webb.
Basketball player.
Vince has got it. Spud Webb was a 5'7" basketball player. Played 13 years in the NBA. In 1986, I believe, he, 5'7", won the slam dunk contest. FDR, while not a very public display, was the president with a disability. Served this country during its most critical economic time. Now, all of these people were successful. They did it in their own way, displaying courage, ingenuity, effort, dedication, determination, and even demonstration. Touching many people's lives. Now, compared to what they have done and other famous people we know, what we do at CCB and ACB, is it relevant today? I say yes, I agree with you. And here's a few reasons why. When budget cuts come along and they cut education, what we do is relevant. When budget cuts come along and they want to close schools for the blind, what we do is relevant. When budget cuts come along and they want to consolidate agencies for the blind under umbrella agencies, what we do is relevant. When we have a hard time getting adequate transportation, remember Vince's story. Pig, and I can tell you a few of those too. What we do in advocating and talking and demonstrating and being dedicated, what we do is relevant. It does matter. When the unemployment rate in the blind and visually impaired community remains around 70%, what we do is relevant. When manufacturers continually produce products and don't make them accessible for us, what we do is relevant. And when pollsters, professional polling agencies, don't even consider people with disabilities as a class, the Pew Research Center, what we do, folks, is relevant. I urge you, CCB, to keep doing what you're doing, because what you're doing is really good. Remember that being successful is more than just a notion. It requires hard work and constant motion. Don't be thwarted by distractions, because if you want ultimate satisfaction, always keep your advocacy in action.
Okay, I'm inspired. All right. Louis, I heard you. Stop it. Okay, we are come to the part of the show where we're going to draw the sweepstakes winner. So, if someone could remind me what the prizes are again, I will inform you. I know there's cash involved. First prize is $500 cash. Second prize is the GPS. And the third prize is the balloon ride for two. And hopefully it's not a one-way trip. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're going to let Michael draw. So. We know what a good record he's got so far of drawing winners. We're going to do the third prize first, which is the balloon ride. So up, up, and away. Watch out.
I hope the ticket isn't blank.
The winner is Diane Phelps.
From Vacaville, California.
Ooh. Diane, I guess you couldn't get out this weekend. Are you here, Diane?
Oh. But that's okay. You don't have to be here. It's just with that yell, I thought, oh, my God, that's her.
Next one is the GPS.
Ed's running around the table.
He's burning off a lot of calories tonight.
Because he was shaking behind us, you know.
He was shaking. Yeah, he was shaking.
Shaking. She got one.
Maria Lopez. You can give it to John to help find his way back home when he needs it. He'll never go back to Georgia. You know that, Louie. Oh, Maria wants you to go back to Georgia, John. I'm sorry.
She said, now you can go back to Georgia, John. I'll help you pack.
You can see how much his family loves him.
All right.
All right, we've come to the $500 winner.
First prize. We'll have Michael do it. Michael.
Michael gets to draw this one again.
And Peggy said, just draw my name. Come on, draw my name.
Oh, he's going to stand up for this one.
Oh, Michael just jumped in the box. Oh, yeah, Ed says, visualize Peggy spending that money. Uh-oh. Vincent Cardinal!
jealous and I don't care. You think you're going to make me feel bad? You're wrong.
Now,
see, all those of you who booed could have had a drink bought for you.
And who was it that was saying Michael's been drawing losers all day? What? What? Oh!
I was setting you all up for the big one. Well, I thank you. Maria thanks you. Anybody else are drawings tonight? This is your time. Raffles, 50-50, whatever. A date with Louis Pereira for lunch and he'll make you pay something. Come on.
I heard a yes, so they'll come up here.
I heard a yes.
We have GDUC.
There are more drawings.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Mary Beth Randall from Guide Dog Users of California.
Go for it, Mary Beth.
We had a raffle this weekend, and we have $116 from our 50-50 raffle. And we're going to draw a ticket here. And I will have to ask Ed to read the name or somebody. Thank you.
I didn't buy a ticket for that. Okay.
Kathy Whitaker.
Kathy Whitaker.
No, Kathy does not have to be here to win. So
congratulations.
Her information's on here, so she will win $116.
Yay!
Any other drawings?
Are there any other drawings from the floor?
Are there any other drawings?
Ooh.
I move that drawings be closed. Oh, wait a minute.
I was wondering if you were going to do that.
The door was open.
How about one more door prize?
Yeah! Ooh.
Didn't Vince's voice change?
From what? Winnie will do that to you.
Because you're the MC, and I went ahead and said, hey, how about another door prize?
You did that real well.
I did, didn't I?
Did you say you need another door prize?
One more door prize.
Yeah, one more door prize. A front door? A back door? A side door? How about a doggy door?
How about a sliding door? Here we go.
Ooh, a sliding. I like the doggy door.
The doggy door. Oh.
What about a trap door? Oh, Ron said exit door.
Or the swinging door.
Oh.
Revolving door.
$25 from CCCLV. And books on tape.
Mystic River.
Mystic River. Mary Lou should draw that one. Yeah. If you pull your own, then Louie will complain again and say it was rigged and he demands a redraw.
Charles Navarrete, but he's not here.
But he's not here.
Sorry, Charles.
Oh, and it was from CCCLV, too.
Yeah. Sorry, Charlie. Jerry Arakawa.
Jerry Arakawa. Everybody needs to find Jerry at hospitality, huh? You got that $25. Now the resourceful people who have been here tonight have probably been, you know, writing down, using their note takers to see who won the cash, and then you got to look for them at hospitality. See.
I'll be floating down the Mystic River.
He'll be floating down the Mystic River. Oh.
Okay. Well, since there's nothing left on the agenda, I would just like to say thank you to Donna for asking me to be MC for this banquet. It's not always easy to come up here and take abuse. All in good fun, that's all.
Feel the love.
I take it as much as I can give it out, so that's okay.
All right.
Ow, there goes my earlobe. Thank you, Donna.
I pulled his ear.
Well, in that honor, I'll just give you one thought before I leave. A passionate kiss like a spider web can undo a fly. So go out and have a good time tonight.
Thank you. Enjoy.